Well, we were talking about the prisoners and how they were treated.
Well, I had an experience during the latter part of the war where they brought thousands of German prisoners to Canada to put them into camps. I think one prison they had out in Lethbridge, Alberta, where they took, I believe, around 3,500 prisoners out there. Where I believe the CNR and the CPR deadheaded about 35 trains between the two companies down to New York to pick up just about 3,500 German prisoners that they had brought from the war, from Europe, to take out to Lethbridge, Alberta, out to a prison out there. I can't remember the name of the... I think it was Black Rock. I'm not sure. I can be questioned about that. I think the name of the prison was Black Rock, and that was in Lethbridge, Alberta. And most of the trains parked in Hoboken, New Jersey. And each of the cars, or rather, each of the trains had so many porters on the trains that deadheaded down with the trains to accommodate the waiters and the cooks and the officers of the guard. And I think that most of these cars they dug up from the yards that they had stored away for years and years and years. And these were the old colonist cars that didn't have any equipment on them except for the bare essentials like the seats. And they accommodated four soldiers to each section. Now, these were old sleeper cars, and they had, I believe, 12 to 14 sections. And they used only the lower part of the section, and they seated four soldiers, two in a seat. And they slept as best they could by breaking down the seat into a horizontal position where the four of them slept. And the food, they were fed very, very well. They had good Canadian food, roast beef and gravy, boiled potatoes and vegetables, bread, lots of bread and butter. As a matter of fact, they